Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Did you know that Scott Bakula is from Kirkwood, Missouri? Everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by my co-hosts, Napier, Drunkard STL, via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse, and guys, returning to the show for the first time since June,
Drunky G,
our long-lost co-host, Holly Deuce-Knuckles.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody.
Welcome back, Paul. It's been too long.
It has been. It's been
How have
a long
you been?
Time. Fantastic.
Titties. All right, thanks everyone.
That was our show.
Yeah, 309-740-1430 to contact the show or Radio Fubar on Skype. We have a hell of a show planned for you this evening. Just confirmed, we have a huge guest calling in live later on in the show. One of the biggest stars.
Is he like the tippy top?
Of the post-grunge era. Yeah.
So, or did we go in a time machine and go back 12 years?
No, but it's topical. It's topical. Our interest in our guest is not so much his music these days, but his theatrics. He's been on a bit of a tear.
Didn't he reach out to you?
He did. He reached out to me. He realized that I had an avenue to, you know, get his message out there. He does have a crowdfunding project. He's trying to get his next solo album off the ground. So
hate to miss out on that one.
Right. So all of that and more is coming up in a little bit. We're pretty excited about it. This is a big deal for us. Definitely our biggest get, wouldn't you say, Travis?
I would say it's our biggest get, absolutely.
Bigger than Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah, that Steve Martin, that was a good one, too.
And Rihanna.
Yeah, we had Rihanna, too.
I mean, let's be honest, he's not as big as good as Steve Martin or Rihanna.
No, I guess he's not.
But that's not saying anything, you know what I mean?
Will we see the return?
The high bar.
Are we going to see the return of Polly Catman?
I got a little kitty. Just a precious little kitty.
Paul's going to do his greatest hits and then disappear for 6 months.
And then it'll be fresh again.
Can we have some rape talk, you know? It'll be wonderful.
I think that's the best way to do it. Bring him back, burn up all of the old material, and then come back later.
Did you see that this goddamn Grumpy Cat movie's coming on in like a couple of days?
Is that on like Wii Entertainment for Women or something?
No, it's on Oxygen, isn't it? Or the Lifetime Network. That's what it is. It's Grumpy Cat's Christmas special. It's going to be on Lifetime.
So just like an hour of close-ups of the cat being
right.
Grumpy? Like.
Yeah.
It's a feature-length motion picture.
I don't see how you can make a plot to a Grumpy Cat movie and it not be Garfield. I mean, it's going to be Garfield. It's going to be like, I hate Mondays.
Just substitute Christmas trees. Like, I hate Christmas trees.
If that movie doesn't...
Feed me. I hate Mondays.
If the end of the movie doesn't have the house burning down and the cat all of a sudden getting a big smile on his face,
you know that,
it's going to be worthless.
Oh, yeah. The whole movie goes by and then he gets the Christmas spirit at the end and smiles, right? And
yeah, but everybody's got to die.
But only for a second. And then the world
the
explodes.
Yeah.
And Mandy cries. That goddamn cat is worth $125 million.
Well, isn't that... That's like the owner of the cat is worth that, right?
Well, I assume the owner isn't getting any payday.
I think the cat's an LLC now. Like Grumpy Cat Industries or some bullshit.
But where is that money coming from? Is it coming from, I guess, t-shirts and mouse pads and...
Calendars
and
they probably got those things that you stick in the windows, you know, like the old Garfield ones, but now it's Grumpy Cat.
I hate that cat.
I'm being distracted by threesome talk in the.
I'm telling you, you goddamn need to get yourself out to like some of those animal shelters and like the stray rescue place and just start looking for unfortunate animals.
Find a fucked up looking animal. That's
find an animal that has some distinct characteristic and buy it and start taking pictures of it and put it on the internet.
Cause see, the $125
million, Napier, don't look at me like I'm some kind of asshole.
What do you think about that $125 million though? That cat is an expensive breed of cat. So that dude is finally just paying for the fucking cat adoption fees.
I'm sure that cat didn't cost him $125 million. I mean, maybe 250.
I told you about, though, that artist guy that has, you know, he's like a t-shirt artist and he bought like that white cat and he created his own Facebook page for it to try to like get the same kind of traction as Grumpy Cat. And I think when I told you that, I couldn't remember what the Facebook page was, and it was Mr. Eggs, and I recently looked at it, and the fucking guy...
The cat's name is Mr. Eggs?
Yeah, the cat's name is Mr. Eggs. The t-shirt artist is like Jimmy Yo.
Why is the cat's name Mr. Eggs?
I don't know, because it's a fucked up name and he has big traction. And apparently he was right because the Facebook page has 16,000 likes for this cat.
For this cat?
The cat.
Why don't we just get a cat, stupid-ass looking cat, a cat that just looks like a retard. Make it Retard Cat. Make a Facebook page for it and just change our name to the Retard Cat Podcast.
Oh, because put him in a little wheelchair. Bring it home to your house, you'd get bored with it, and Napier would take it home immediately after the first show.
No,
that's
my
what
cat
happens. I get the cat for 1 week, and then Napier then owns the cat.
You had a cat.
Napier keeps all the animals that no one else wants.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks reject animals.
You know, I still have the Right Reverend Coconut in my house.
The Right Reverend Coconut is still alive?
Yeah, he's...
We gotta bring him back. You gotta feed him a whole bunch so that he's real, real full of shit, and then we're gonna play rat shit bingo again. Because it went so well last time.
I don't think I can let alive. You near my son.
Yeah, do you believe that? How long ago was that? That was so long ago.
Yeah, it was forever ago.
We got him
one
a little...
One of the better ideas that we had.
We got him a little house.
Yeah, that translated to audio really well. Us describing a rat walking around in a box.
Well, and people not were really shitting. Into it, just like the flat drunk contest. Like, everybody was contributing.
I'll tell you what,
and...
flat drunk contest's heating up. We've been getting all kinds of submissions on the social medias lately. I think that's a late blooming contest. It seems like we get a lot of our entries near the end.
What does the winner of this contest get?
The Travis's Holly Jolly Box.
Yeah, you get a Travis's Holly Jolly Box. Yeah, and you got Travis's Spooky Box in October, but you know it's December now, so Holly Jolly.
It's gonna be just as good as a Spooky Box. Who she must have been really pumped to get that because she shared all of the contents and was really thankful for it when she won it.
She did. She sent us several nice emails, Travis. I just don't share everything with you.
Why not?
Because you're not his girlfriend.
I wanted a little bit of feedback. You know, I spent a lot of time putting that together and sending it to a complete stranger.
Right. And she appreciates it, I bet.
And now she has your home address.
Right.
No, I put Mike's address on there and his phone number.
Excellent.
Maybe in January we should do Mike's New Year box. Okay. Keep flat drunk going. What do you think?
Sounds.
I like it. Absolutely. It's starting to get traction. Today we got like the best one so far.
Oh
right?
Yeah, we got a flat drunk entry today. It was like 10 flat drunks on a toilet. And in the toilet was like a piece of paper that said WFODicks.com, and it had a elf on the shelf.
Fucking elf on the shelf.
Fucking Travis and the elf on the shelf. See,
but it was
topical
from,
even.
Who was that? It was at the Irish on Fire. Was that Christopher?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been talking to us a bit on Twitter. I'm not sure who he is, but I appreciate him listening.
Yeah, me too.
The Irish on Fire for some flat drunk entries.
I think he took flat drunk to one of his workout sessions, too, like yoga or something.
No, that was somebody different. That was the man-zombie guy.
Oh, the man-zombie guy did that?
We're getting all kinds of stuff, Travis.
See, and here I thought this was not taking off at all.
No. After 3 or 4 months, we're starting to get some entries. I'm excited. So, yeah, the elf on the shelf, that's like a little bone in your craw, isn't it?
I got a fucking blowback from that. I say never trust a man with two first names now, because that son of a bitch every single day on my Facebook page.
Which son of a bitch, Travis?
Matt Chuck.
Of the Lotus Cast?
Of the Lotus Cast fame, yeah. Every single day he's posting his fucking elf on the shelf to my Facebook wall. So when I wake up in the morning to go to work, like the first thing I do before I shower or anything is like look at my phone.
You see his goddamn elf on the shelf.
Fucking elf on the shelf every morning. And it's worse because now that he's posting that to my wall, like everybody that I'm friends with sees it. So then they also decide that they need to send some elf on the shelf type bullshit to me.
So oh yeah, and I saw Matt Leroy actually post something on Twitter. He said, hey, if you have elf on the shelf pictures, be sure to send them to produce Travis.
So this is what I get for bringing up something you that bring is, something sticks up in my
and
craw.
It just kind of gets, it picks up steam, and before you know it, you're getting way more of what annoyed you than you thought.
Yep. So from now on, I love everything.
You love everything? You're not bringing it up?
Nope.
You're done with it.
It's all good.
You know what irritates me?
No.
I got something that irritates me.
What is
been
it?
I've been seeing previews for that Marky Mark movie with John Goodman where like he gambles a bunch of money. And I'm assuming that in the preview, it looks like John Goodman lends him a lot of money and then he goes and gambles the money.
Yeah.
I'm assuming what happens is he loses the money and then the whole movie is him running away from John Goodman because John Goodman wants the money and he doesn't have it anymore because he gambled it and lost it. Why do they make these movies and then they make John Goodman the bad guy? Fucking John Goodman lent him a bunch of money and now he's not going to pay him back? That's fucked up.
No, John Goodman is the hero. You're seeing it from the asshole's perspective.
I know, but they don't portray it that way. They portray it like Marky Mark is the good guy because somebody's trying to kill him. But somebody's trying to kill him because he's an asshole and he lost a whole bunch of money and he's not going to pay it back.
Exactly.
Yeah, John Goodman's not the problem gambler.
Right. Fucking John Goodman just lent a dude a bunch of money and he expects payment back.
What a
dick. Why is he the asshole? What a dick.
We should all be getting on board and fucking getting Marky Mark to give him his fucking money.
Give him his fucking money, Marky Mark.
Give him his money, Marky Mark. Come on.
Drunk. What's wrong, buddy?
I just still feel like I'm moving.
Oh, you had a long plane trip.
I mean, it wasn't that long. It was 2-something hours.
You had a...
I'm terrible with motion sickness.
Was it a work vacation?
It was. I got paid $600.
To go to New Orleans, right?
Correct.
Did you do fun things?
Yes.
Now, you don't really have the time. I'm not going to divulge to our listening public necessarily what you do exactly.
Correct.
What do you do? What does he do, though?
I mean, I work in a warehouse.
Yes. Yeah.
He has a warehouse job. Like, so that doesn't really strike me as the type of profession that, like, goes on a lot of business trips.
He manages a warehouse.
I manage a warehouse. I go on business trips.
Yeah, I just have an opportunity in the company that I work for. That's all.
An opportunity to go open their New Orleans branch?
We got new computers at work, so I went down there to help them. They had already been trained, so I'm just there to answer questions in real time as they happen.
Oh.
Ooh, you're tech almost like an IT, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And it went well? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I'm still in recovery mode right now.
Did you bang any elderly former porn stars while you were there?
No.
Did you bang any prostitutes?
No.
Were you approached by any prostitutes?
Multiple.
Any
did you bang
ones?
Any former veterinarians?
I didn't fuck anybody down there because I didn't feel like it would be safe.
Like they would attack you, or
oh,
did
yeah.
you think they were ghosts?
Like Katrina?
No.
The waves. He was worried about the waves.
All my stuff would be gone. And
you thought that if you had sex with someone, then like while you were in like your post-coital bliss, they would take your wallet?
Yes.
How much money would they get out of your wallet?
Not a good amount, but still, I mean, they'd probably have my laptop and all that other shit, too. I mean,
oh.
It caused him a pain in the ass going around getting a license and all that.
Right.
No one wants
just
that.
Not worth it.
Not Correct. Worth some sex, that's for sure.
No, but that is kind of worth it, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, it is the twofold of that place has got to be STD riddled, so...
Dude, just shave off your pubes and wash real good.
Oh, my hotel was 2 blocks away from Bourbon Street.
How long's it been, buddy? Be honest.
It's been a pretty good amount of time.
I mean, give me an estimate.
No, I'd prefer not to.
That's not a good sign. Shit, man, I'm sorry.
I mean, would you say less than a year?
No.
You?
Oh, no.
You wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that?
I wouldn't say anything.
Which means...
I saw the greatest cock block of all time performed upon drunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was really a thing of magnificence. His fucking dad gets home, and this drunk bitch just shows up with some other dude. She's making out in the backseat of her car with this dude, like, in his driveway, in drunk's driveway. But she gets out, and she's all over drunk after that.
So she just made out with a dude.
And I'm hammered.
And she's the dude that brought her there.
Okay.
So then she, like, just...
Are they having a party, or what is...
Yeah, it was my birthday.
Yeah, it was drunk's birthday.
Oh.
And so we're, we're all just hanging out, drinking, and she's... Drunk is ready, like, at the top of the stairs, basically, ready to go down to his room with said drunk broad. And his dad gets home and, like, tells our buddy, Tom, basically... This can't happen. He can't fuck that broad.
And Drunk's dad says this?
Yes, basically. And so instead of being the friend and just going, oh yeah, okay, to the dad and just not, you know, not actually going and doing anything about it. Like, that's what I would have done. Like,
right.
Oh, sure. I'll make sure that doesn't happen. and wink, wink. Let me get a drink and I'll just delay until it's too late. Sorry. But so like he comes in like a bouncer, he's like pushing them apart and things. And it was fucking amazing. I was like, whoa, that really happened. Like someone forcibly prevented sex, like physically. He's like, no,
drunk.
Fuck that.
The last time you got laid was Barack Obama the president.
I'm not answering any questions about this.
Jeez, drunk. I have an idea.
I'm not answering any questions.
No, I have an idea, yes. Drunk. I have an idea. Stick with me here. America's Got Talent is going to be in St. Louis January 26th.
Okay.
Let's get you out there, buddy. We're going to take you to America's Got Talent. You're gonna show the world your skills.
What's my talent?
Smashing pussy.
When by that he means
obviously your skill
cats with sledgehammers
is to be
stage.
Blindfolded and to have things put in your mouth and tell everyone what it is that's going in your mouth.
Yeah,
we'll do that on America's Got Talent. Heidi Klum is going to fucking love it, drunk.
Yeah,
and Heidi Klum is going to say you're the next big thing.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as that goes viral, you're going to be the biggest thing in the world. People are going to be just like throwing their pussy at you. You're going to get drive-by pussy thrown at you.
Okay.
You're just going to be walking down the road, and people are going to say, ain't that guy from TV?
He put stuff in his mouth.
He put stuff in his mouth.
I got some stuff to put in his mouth.
Don't you get like a year-long Vegas show, too?
Right.
Oh, that's a
year in Vegas, drunk.
In your mouth, bro.
A year in Vegas would kill him.
Yes.
It would kill me.
That
dead.
And he'd have to work.
Yeah,
well, if yeah, you putting call shit in
getting
his mouth.
Stuff in your mouth. Yeah,
they'd say, oh, drunk, you know, you have a year-long thing in Vegas. We're going to pay you $1 million, but I got to work that day.
His number one talent is telling if dude's got foreskin.
Like through the jeans?
No.
Drunk, we can find a gig for you, man. We can find a skill that can win you that competition. I guarantee it.
You don't even need
Trent
to
Napier,
win.
We could put something together, right? Like he could do like magic tricks or something. Magic people win that show.
Yeah.
We just steal some magic tricks off the internet. I'm sure you can Google some magic tricks and people will have some that he can do. Like, you know, you put like the two bars together and like you're like, oh, you pull them tight and they think, oh, it's two bars that are together and then you separate them.
Because there's one thing that bitches love and it is a guy who knows magic tricks.
Learn magic tricks.
Pull the pussy down.
Do that practice one where you like start pulling scarves out of your pocket and there's like way too many scarves and they're all different colors. You're like, how many fucking scarves do I have in my pocket? And it's a lot of scarves, drunk. It's too many scarves.
Except they should be in your butt.
This is what he does. He he gets a hot audience lady up on the stage. He claps his hands together a whole bunch of times and then rubs them like Mr. Miyagi and then places his hands on her head and he goes, BAM! You're pregnant.
So, okay.
Magic.
We just go up on the stage. We put a blindfold on drunk. We tell the America's Got Talent judges, find something in your pocket, put it in this dude's mouth.
You can take, like, audience, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Audiences, they have shit in their pockets. They can come put it in Drunk's mouth, too.
Rabbit's feet,
we're taking
coins.
What's in Drunk's mouth on the road.
Where it
this
should
is happening.
Been.
You excited?
Yeah.
Make sure you print up different colored WFOD shirts, because he has to wear one every single time he's on television.
Right. Different WFOD shirt every week. I mean, I'm not putting all this time in to make you famous for nothing. You're bringing me with you, drunk.
We should do the Judah Friedlander thing, too, and put it on trucker hats, like different colored trucker hats with different designs.
Hashtag what's in drunk's mouth, trucker hats.
Hashtag smashing pussy for days.
Guys.
Yes, sir.
Did I tell you yet that we have a big guest coming up?
When is the guest?
I don't know. When I told him,
do you
like,
still do breaks?
I mean, yeah.
Whenever.
Hey, before you do any of that, did you see that D'Angelo had a new fuck album out today?
D'Angelo?
Yeah, after 14 years since there's been a cool bang soundtrack.
Why have I not heard anything about this?
Yeah, it's all over today. Like today was the first I heard of it, and I haven't heard it, but you can listen to it for free, apparently.
D'Angelo has a direct line to my vagina time.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo,
yeah.
He knows just what to do. I mean, he's got the rhythm. He's got the fuck rhythm. You know what I'm saying?
The brown sugar and the voodoo and all that.
He helps you get your puss gush on.
Puss gush.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, Travis. Why is this not a thing that's all over social media? The return of D'Angelo.
It just popped up today. It's trending on Twitter. D'Angelo and whatever.
Oh, it just came out of like nowhere?
Yeah,
hasn't he been working on it for a really long time?
I don't know. They said that he took a 14-year hiatus, which is why you haven't heard of D'Angelo. And then all of a sudden today, they're like, "Hey, D'Angelo's new shit's out." They're like, "What?
Wait, what?"
Yep, and there it is. I haven't been able to listen to it, but I'm sure it's just as fuckable as the other ones.
I bet.
I've never.
I mean, R. Kelly's fine. R. Kelly will work in a pinch.
Yeah, if you have to.
But I mean, if you want to do some good rhythmic fucking, you get that D'Angelo.
I think Amy Schumer took to Twitter too today, and after I saw that he had a new album out, and she said that she was pregnant, and D'Angelo is the baby daddy. Obviously, it's like just listening to the album knocked her up. So,
well, I'm gonna have to pull that up. I don't think that my first listen should be alone, though. I don't trust myself.
Maybe
alone with
if you got some lotions and some candles.
I'm going to say this right now, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I only fucked to Chamillionaire.
They see me rolling. They hate
it's like a bonus track of Mace.
Guys, we'll be back in 5 minutes. We're going to see if we can get our guest on the line. So stay tuned. You know, do that thing that you sit and listen to the break. And then we're going to be back, right?
Puss gush.
That's how that works, right?
Puss gush.
Yay!
Puss gush.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
I wish I was the Furnacast. Oh my god, we love the Furnacast. Dan Furnacast, oh he's so awesome. Oh Dan's so cool. Oh, Dan, so awesome. Punk rock podcast. And this is very punk rock.
The Vernacast, live Monday, 8/7 Central on RadioFubar.com.
available on Stitcher and iTunes.
Stay on him, Titus. You better stay on him.
Titus, I mean, what you see is what you get.
Titus saw his life flash before his eyes.
Titus
in words? T-I-T-U-S. Titus the Noncast. Tuesday nights. Only on Radio FUBAR.
Hush, my love, don't fight. Never leave here this night.
Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype. That was actually from the new Pumpkins album, which, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's well documented that I'm a huge Smashing Pumpkins fan.
Yes, sir.
I've seen Smashing Pumpkins live 9 times throughout their career. I've seen every lineup that the show has ever had. I've all of them. I've seen them a lot. I have all of their albums, most of their singles. I have a huge Smashing Pumpkins collection.
Yes, sir.
2 collector's editions of the Cat Fancy magazine that Billy Corgan was on the front of.
I've stuck with them forever. I've stuck with them through thick and thin. Actually, the albums that critics and some of their fans don't like, I was a fan of. Machina is actually one of my favorites when just about everybody abandoned them at that point.
Yeah.
So Billy Corgan's coming on the show?
The new album sucks.
Does it?
It's not good at all. And let me tell you something. Of every Pumpkin album so far, I think there's like 1 or 2 songs that I haven't liked in like the history of the band.
Yeah.
And in this album, there's 9 songs, and I fucking hate 7 of them. There's 2 good songs. That one I just played, and 1 other one that I like quite a bit. I bought the album anyway because
get radio time.
Because I'm an asshole, but I do not like it at all, and I'm really disappointed because I was really excited about fucking.
Does it get any radio time?
I don't think so. No.
Are you an asshole because you're still buying albums?
Yeah, I buy CDs.
Like in general,
I do. I still buy CDs. I don't know why. I have a huge collection of CDs. I still buy them. I know everybody switched to digital. I steal stuff off the internet all the time, but I still buy CDs.
Allegedly,
yeah.
Well, I refuse to buy anything digital. I want to own. If I pay money for something, I want to hold on to it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
My physical copy is my iPod.
It just seems like you're an asshole if you're buying shit off, buying an album for $10 off iTunes. If you can go down to... Paul got out of his chair to...
I was like, that's producer Travis.
Make Google eyes at Travis.
Nice beard, my friend.
Doesn't he look exactly like he sounds?
But
he looks exactly like he sounds.
Travis looks like he sounds, guys.
Yeah.
We do have quite a few people in chat tonight. I do appreciate that, everybody showing up.
This is a great turnout.
Yeah.
Thousands.
I think we got the Red Show bump.
We got the Red Show bump?
Yeah. I will say I listened to that episode that you mentioned on the Twitter.
Oh.
And Footer sounded tired.
He sounded tired?
Yeah, he was holding up
to get some sleep?
No, I think he's holding up that show too long.
Thanks, David. Oh. Man Zombie for showing up. We appreciate that.
But seriously, Footer's the only one that makes me laugh, and I wanted to say that.
Oh, Napier, what is with you and like all this beef lately? You're like stirring up shit. What are you doing?
He's the podcast beefer.
All 4 of those guys are great.
Yeah, but
Red Show folks.
Yeah, but Footer's my favorite.
I just heard one of those guys has a bunch of weird fetishes.
Oh yeah, like what?
Like sex dolls and like scat and just I don't know.
Like just included into like the regular stuff or like exclusively.
Like, you can't get it hard without, like, you know, a latex doll of some sort. I mean, this is what I heard.
Didn't we talk about this? Wasn't there like people that are into like have like a balloon fetish or something, like loonies or something? There was a guy that kept fucking rafts and stuff.
I saw some porn once that had a bunch of girls popping balloons, like with their butts, like they would like sit on the balloons.
That's a fetish.
I mean, I guess like it didn't do anything for me, but.
They'd sit on a, and then they'd look surprised. They'd turn around, like over their shoulder, and say, "Ooh!"
They'd be very surprised.
I saw one where like chubby chicks sat on cakes.
That sounds
like they baked a big giant cake.
That's really specialized.
And then a chubby chick would sit on the cake, and like her back would be turned to the camera. That was important that her back was turned to the camera. And then once she sat on the cake. Like she turned around, like looked over her shoulder with like her hand on her mouth, like she was surprised.
Like she was pissed off that she ruined all that cake.
Oops, I didn't mean to ruin this cake.
What color was the icing?
In the one I watched, it was pink, I believe. It was pink and then it had like white piping.
Do you think if the whole thing was white and you saw like a streak of brown icing, you'd think, oh, that's...
That was a far way to go for that, wasn't it?
I mean, it was a stretch, but, you know, we do what we got to do.
So, guys, I mean, we're getting pretty close to the big interview. I'm pretty excited about this. But
well, we were talking, though, Rick, before you get into that, weren't we talking about the chubby chicks? We were talking about that Honey Boo Boo went off the air recently, right?
Oh, right. Right. Did you see Napier? And this will excite you because, you know, you're a bit of a chubby chaser. You know,
I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
Isn't that kind of your MO?
Yeah, kind of.
That refrigerator gal that you dated for
still
a long time?
The refrigerator gal, I just ate out her sniz real good.
Did she do anything for you?
I don't remember. I don't believe so.
Wasn't your sister sleeping right next to you while you did that?
No, she was in the living room. We went to a bedroom.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Gentlemanly. Yeah.
Come with me, and you'll see.
Honey Boo Boo's mom was offered $1 million by Vivid Video to be in a porno video.
Ew.
Wasn't it her and Sugar Bear?
Sugar Bear, yeah. The fella who allegedly got their show canceled because she's dating him and he's like a pedophile or something. Is that the story?
He molested one of her daughters.
Oh. That's forgivable, though, right?
He went to jail for it.
If you've ever watched like that show, though, it was obvious that he molested one, if not all of those daughters.
It was obvious, you think?
It was very obvious, yes. I had watched a handful of those shows before. The wife had watched it, and I tell you, like, it was one of those train wreck television programs where if you started, you couldn't stop watching.
Right.
And it absolutely seemed like he raped all of those people.
Am I the only one that hates all of those TLC programs with the train wrecks in them?
Not at all.
It's unwatchable. It's just they find the fattest, ugliest people they can find and then put a camera on them.
Right.
Sometimes I
argue that that's
shortest.
More reality television than like the Real Housewives of where.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know. Oh no. Well, I mean, they're all.
There's
fake.
A lot more Honey Boo Boos in the fucking country than there is.
these true. Bitches in the real.
I'm going to tell you why this is brilliant.
Why?
And they offered this chick $1 million, whether she does it or not. Probably not. You'd think probably not.
Well, what else does she have going for her?
I know. Well, if she does...
Her show's canceled. I mean...
Well, hey, at least she has her health.
If she does, they paid $1 million to be, like, everywhere in every entertainment show, every news feed, every Twitter and Facebook post. All these people are posting it like, ew, I can't believe they did this. But... So many people are saying, oh, well, what is this Vivid Entertainment? It's great advertising. And that's a gamble that she even does it. I mean, even if she does it, they gave her $1 million. If she doesn't do it, they just got all that free advertising.
And I think that's what Vivid does, is they offer money to people who they know the general public is interested in seeing. Like, even if it's like a because they're the same ones, I believe, that gave the the Teen Mom chick. The Teen Mom
Farrah,
chick.
Oh my
Farrah
God,
Abrams. Farrah.
That video is fantastic.
It's really good.
It's great. I've never watched her show. I don't know how she is as a person, but that video is pretty good. It's a good one. I go back to that one. It's a classic in my eyes.
It's the only one I actually have on my laptop.
I'm gonna go a little bit further here. I'm gonna say the Honey Boo Boo Mom. She made a video. I'd watch it.
No,
wouldn't Jack?
How
yeah,
much of it would you watch?
Wouldn't enjoy it. But I'm curious. I'll look at
Does
it.
She wear
I watched
makeup?
The whole China video.
Ew,
that's
it was
scary
awful.
Shit.
I watched it. I was curious.
The only thing.
Does she have a penis?
You tell me there's a big fat broad that was on TV making a porno video. I'm going to take a look. I don't give a fuck. You can judge me if you want. I'm going to look at it.
Why don't you just go down to the zoo and watch walruses bang?
I
want to
see what that rhinoceros bitch looks like without her clothes on. I'm interested.
Throw a shit.
If that makes me an asshole, then I'm an asshole.
Throw a bunch of peach-covered sheets on top of your bed, and then put another group of peach-colored sheets on top of your bed. That's what it's going to be. It's not going to be nice. It's not going to be. Certainly not going to be sexy.
I mean, just think about like her. Like, what would her trying to be sexy look like? I mean, like, what would her trying look like? Well, I mean, does she make fuck faces? Don't you want to know what those fuck faces look like? If she's getting just like plowed and she's like making like biting her bottom lip, aren't you curious? How do they even fuck? That's a huge bitch.
Maybe he has a big wang.
He better.
I mean, what does it look like when that giant woman's getting plowed? What does it look like, Napier? Does she lose weight to be in the video? Does she like
what, she gets
work
down to, like,
out a bit? Yeah, you know, loses a good 50 pounds to, you know, almost look human.
To make up for what the camera adds, you know.
Do you think?
Seriously, the camera adds 250 pounds.
Do you think when she's fucking, she's making Cookie Monster noises? Like that. That's her fuck
if
voice.
If they're gonna do it, they might as well just have her eating like Big Macs while it's
I was
going
to say, you know. Absolutely. I guarantee you they play that up and she's got like a whole Thanksgiving turkey on the bed or some shit
and
like
she's
that.
She's just fucking just getting plowed into it and her face is just like right into the stuffing every time.
Now, you pay that woman $1 million. It probably doesn't cost them anything to produce it, really. They make their money back.
No, they've got to.
They're going to make their money back with the Honey Boo Boo woman video, just out of intrigue alone, just out of people saying, oh, I'm curious to see that.
It's like a loss leader, right? You know, it's like the thing you sell for cheap. You show that one for free on the front page, like a good long preview, and then people come and they check it out and they're like, oh, well, look, I can also see this really attractive chick.
Yeah, yeah. It's the ad for Backdoor Farrah Part 3. Right. As soon before you see it.
She has a Part 2 already?
Part 2. Part 2 is better than Part 1, Paul.
Oh, I haven't seen Part 2. Oh,
get on
God.
The ball, buddy.
I'm so excited.
You gotta get 2. You gotta get 2. It's all outtakes and shit that they cut together. It's great.
That's great.
I like that she tried to make it look like it
this
was a leaked
boyfriend.
Sex tape.
This
is my boyfriend that you've seen in every porn movie ever.
James Dean, my boyfriend.
And then he didn't go along with it. He's like, dude, she made a porno. I'm not her boyfriend.
Do you ever watch the Speaking show of- I Love Money? I think it was I Love Money. It's one of these reality shows. One of the blonde ditzy girl from that show. She's on like 2 seasons of it. And as soon as the show got canceled, because there was a murder on the fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
But she made pornos like immediately after the show. And it was so awkward because she was terrible at it. But you're like, well, it's still the same like ditzy girl that was on the show. So I got to watch it. But she like...
She just didn't have the...
Right. She couldn't handle the dick.
She didn't have the moves.
Yeah. Did she get split like a cord of wood?
Right, she was getting put through her paces, and she was
no. I think the one that got murdered got split like a cord of wood. It was a very gruesome fucking murder. Like, yeah, didn't he put her in a suitcase or some shit?
Right, yeah, but like, I was like, they missed an opportunity. Right, you have reality shows, you have all these shows, and then some real shit fucking happens, and they cancel it. No, they should have shown the aftermath of everyone going. Scott was a murderer? Holy shit, he chopped some lady up? Like, that would have been fucking
and put her
amazing
in a suitcase.
Television, you know? Like, no wonder he loved money. He murders his wife. Like, this is not a shock. It would have been great TV.
drunk.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to do with you, man?
When?
We need to get this thing going. What can we do for drunk? Travis, what can we do for drunk?
I don't know. I think
drunk
farmers
looks sad.
Only.
Drunk, why are you sad, buddy?
I'm on autopilot right now. I'm total recovery mode. It's been a week of debauchery, dude. It's been nuts.
Tell us stories. Tell us stories about your week of debauchery.
Yeah, it's just a crazy place. It's very hard to describe. So they got like promoters on the street, and they like try to hustle you to get in their bar and whatnot. So like, and one of their main pitches is like 10-second titties. So they're like, go in the bar, 10 seconds, see what you like, stay. If you don't, go 10 seconds. And for real, most of the places down there have no cover charge. So it's like free strip club everywhere.
And you just go look at titties and
yeah. I mean, they got all kinds of crazy strong drinks and shit.
How do the New Orleans strip clubs compare? Because we're from St. Louis. Whenever you go to strip clubs elsewhere,
I would say
you're like, what is this bullshit? They don't get naked. You can't slap their asses. What is going on?
So the talent isn't as good, but you can get away with a lot more shit down there.
Okay. Talking about two fingers on the puss? Or
The dude that I was with finger blasted one in the asshole, for sure. That happened.
That sounds terrible.
Do you think they got to do...
That's a good strip club.
Do they got to do...
Did he go wash his hands after?
Or no, she
did he lick
that,
him off?
She said... I don't know.
She said, whoa, buddy. That
no.
That costs $5.
No. Like,
I'm going to need a bigger tip than that.
Do you think they got to do like a wipe check before they come out there if they're going to get ass blasted? Don't want to have your customers coming out
but
with...
No, yeah, she like came all over his lap and shit. It was nuts.
Sure, she didn't just pee on him?
Just
peed on him, drunk. That's just pee, man.
A little squirt?
Whatever it was, fucking shit was crazy, man. You can't unsee some of the things I've seen.
It's like he's returning from war.
You guys don't understand all the prolapsed pussies I saw.
Napier.
Yeah.
I think we need to talk about our big guest.
Is our big guest getting ready?
I would think that our big guest has to be calling pretty soon. I mean, right? So our big guest, guys, has been in the news recently. He's kind of gone a little bit off the deep end. He's making a bunch of like crazy. He apparently he's like left his family and he's like out on the street. And he's
making, so all my prayers came true.
And he's making like all kinds of like crazy accusations. I think he spoke out against President Obama, and so he thinks that Obama is like stealing all of his money. And I think originally
he said something about how the CIA implanted like a chip in his head to like assassinate Obama.
So he's a normal guy from Alabama.
And he
makes gold records, goddammit.
So I pulled the audio. Some of the 911 tapes have been released. So
I think like TMZ just surfaced these like today or something.
So it's Scott Stapp, by the way, the singer of the band Creed. He will be calling in a few minutes. But we do. Here's one of the 911 calls from Scott Stapp.
Someone is trying to kill me. I've called 3 times. I'm running down the highway. Okay? I've called 911 about 8 times on this trip I've had working, and no one ever shows up.
You're on foot? What are you wearing, sir?
I'm on foot. I've got a backpack on. I've got jeans and a white tank top.
He's got jeans and a white tank top. What he should have just said is, I'm wearing my Scott Stapp uniform, right? Jeans and a white tank top. He should have just said, I'm Scott Stapp. You know what I'm wearing.
Did she know that she was talking to Scott Stapp? Is she like trying to do phone sex with him? Like, what are you wearing?
A white tank top. All right? It was an undershirt.
Who is trying to hurt you?
I don't know. Okay?
You don't know?
I've been running for about 6 or 7 weeks. trying to keep them away from my family. Okay?
Them.
But you don't know who this is? Somebody told me that there's already a report that I've been killed. Okay? That's already on the internet. I don't know if it's true.
By the way,
or not,
I took Scott Stapp in the celebrity
alive, and I need some help.
That's probably
you don't
smart.
Know where this person
yeah,
is?
Should. He's young, too, I think.
No. It's been multiple. It's been large groups of cars. Okay? It could have been messed with or tampered with. I was about to run out of gas, so I abandoned the vehicle.
But you're headed to the ambulance truck, yes?
Yes, right now, yeah, they made me run to them.
Stay on the phone with me, okay? Stay on the phone with me until you get to them, okay?
I'm like,
well, it gets weirder, because Scott Stapp is like, you know, the funny thing is I've seen enough of these spy movies and these action movies. What if this is really happening to Scott Stapp? Like, what if we all think Scott Stapp is crazy because of these news stories? But what if Scott Stapp is really, you know, the CIA is trying to kill him?
Why?
Well, here's
because he makes terrible music.
Here's the second one.
911 emergency.
Yes, I'd like to report a stolen vehicle. My wife said that she took it, she's selling it, and she's keeping the money, and I can f*** off.
Okay, so it's not a stolen
There's
vehicle.
There's like five of
yes,
these calls.
Yes, it is
calls.
A stolen
Scott
vehicle,
because
it's
just
not in her name.
Got 911.
Okay, where are you
is,
now,
what,
sir?
What is her the right?
There's an earlier one, too, where like his wife or somebody from his family called in saying he was freaking out because he thought he was a member of the CIA on a special assignment.
She filed for divorce on October 18th.
Okay, I understand, sir, and I understand you're frustrated, but there's also laws that have to go with when people are married. This is more of a
okay,
domestic
issue. Okay, so can I go home now and steal her car?
It wouldn't be stealing, so that it's her car as much as it is yours if you guys are married. You guys purchased the vehicle after you were married.
I can't believe in America that someone can take your vehicle, sell it without your permission, and keep the money. What kind of country we live in? And I'm on a bicycle.
This is 911.
Yeah. And she threatened to
He's having a political debate with the dispatcher.
That if I went to the police about the stolen money, then she would release to the public supposed pictures she says she has or anything else she can do to try to defame me and ruin my reputation and my career.
Ruin his reputation and his career, which at this point is... So Scott Stapp is going to be calling in pretty soon.
Hey, I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Gotta go pee pee.
No, I gotta fill up this drink.
Okay,
I'll be right back.
I mean, it's a big get for us either way. I mean, the guy's crazy. I'm hoping this is going to be interesting to talk to, you know, Scott Stapp. And it's a big deal, right? I mean, he's got 3 multi-platinum albums. He sold 28 million records. Won a Grammy, and he's going to be on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program. This is exciting, right?
Yay!
You know when I'm like, suck his dick like we like him?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good at that.
Ding dong fever.
So, I mean, are you ready? Because I think he's calling in like in just a minute.
Fucking late, like Scott's dead.
Ooh. Ooh. Are we going to answer this?
I'm scared.
You scared?
I can't handle the pressure.
Mr.
Hey, this is Mike. This is Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, before you try to have any funny ideas, this call's untraceable. Just so you know.
Okay.
I'm on the run.
But I can see his username.
I can't have anybody tracing my phone calls.
Oh, I mean, I don't. I'm not tracing you, Mr. Stapp. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I've had some things going on these past couple weeks.
Yeah, like what? What's going on?
Well, no, I've just been on the run. I don't know if you heard that I had some people take some money of mine.
Oh, I did hear.
They took like $20 million.
$20 million. Wow.
Yeah, it's all part. It's part of this assassination. On my reputation.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, you know I'm from the band Creed.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, we sold a lot of albums back in the 90s, I think. I've been touring for years. There were some hazy times. I blacked out. And I recently discovered that I was implanted with a chip.
A chip.
And I'm a chip in my brain.
Oh.
And I'm supposed to assassinate the president of the United States.
Oh, geez.
Have you ever seen Zoolander?
Yeah. Is that that's a Manchurian candidate, isn't it? Same thing.
No,
right?
Zoolander.
Oh no.
I know how Scott feels about getting robbed. I once bought a Creed album.
Yeah.
Hey, no, you probably got a deal on that. Those are collector's items now.
No.
No, but like Zoolander, he was supposed to take out Mugatu.
Right.
I'm supposed to take out the president
of the United States.
How did you discover that you had this chip implanted in you?
I was shaving my head. I was really hot one day. I live in Florida. I was really hot one day. I was shaving my head, and I felt a bump in the back of my head. My wife at the time, she said it was probably just some sort of back knee on my head. But I didn't believe her, so I cut it.
You cut your head?
I cut it.
But
yeah,
she's
cut my
in
head.
On it, though, right? The former wife. She's
well. That's see. This is this,
so she would I just come, want you to think it was back.
This is what I come
head.
To discover after the fact was that she. See, this is how it went down, is that I don't know if you ever saw that video of me and Kid Rock getting blowies on the tour bus.
Did that video ever come out? I remember it was supposed to, but I don't.
Yeah,
think
if you saw it, you saw me and Kid Rock giving each other thumbs up while we were getting our dicks sucked.
Right.
So
you have that like in your private stash.
Well, no, I don't know how it got out. I think Kid probably put it out there for people to see.
I always thought Kid Rock would just have a tiny penis.
No, his
he
dick
looks like
his
he
dick
would have a tiny
penis. Doesn't he? Like, his, I mean, no offense.
His sure dick is buddy, really but. Big.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, oh, man.
You were impressed by it?
Oof. His dick is really big. But anyway.
Where'd Travis go?
My wife saw that video, and the very next week, as soon as she saw that video, she signed up for ISIS classes.
Oh,
and she's been taking classes with ISIS.
Is it just like on ISIS. Does she get college credit for that?
Well, I think she has to take so many credits before she gets to be full-fledged ISIS.
Oh, okay. Does she have to like take a pledge, like a?
I think she has to murder puppy, present it to Allah or something.
The puppy?
Well, yeah, the dead puppy, the
oh, okay.
murdered puppy.
Right.
She's got to present it. Present it. You
any
just wrap it
any
up nice.
Breed specific or just?
I think anything you can find in your neighborhood.
Okay. Just find somebody's puppy.
And there's a lot of dogs down here. Like I said, I live in Florida.
Right.
People leave their dogs running around, which is not smart because there's a lot of gators running around.
ISIS people.
Well, no, there's not too many ISIS down here, but there's a few. My wife included.
So did these people start chasing you after you discovered the implant, or how did that? What was the timeline of these events?
I woke up when I shaved my head because it was so hot that day, and I found that implant on the sink.
Did
I don't
you
know.
Remove
I was,
it?
I was yeah. I took it out. I grabbed some tweezers and I pulled it out of my head.
So the president isn't in any danger from you.
Well, I don't know. I still kind of have an urge. So I don't know if that was there before.
Was that just from his taxes he was getting from you?
Or do you think that maybe, like, there's another... Well, he stole all your money, didn't he?
He was... I think he was in cahoots with the $20 million that went missing out of my bank account. I blacked out, and then 3 months later, all my money was gone.
Right.
Now, did you report that missing? Because I think there's, like, a fraud limit. You know, it's like 50
I
bucks.
Couldn't. No, I couldn't because I was afraid. I was afraid of people coming down on me because I knew at that point there was a conspiracy.
Okay. So, Mr. Stapp, so you're broke right now. You're living on the street.
I'm running for my life. I don't know if I told you that.
Okay. But you claim to be homeless. You said you have no money, right?
Well, I have a home. I just it depends who's got their doors open.
There's a lot of Creed fans out there. Are you finding people like on social media that, you know, are like Creed fan number one?
I do that on the streets, and then people say, hey, well, I got a box of Cheerios. You can probably have some of that and then, you know, sleep on my porch.
Oh,
so I'm not complete.
They just
not completely homeless.
The you're
you know that.
Your distinct ripping off Eddie Vedder sound.
Yeah.
He could do the Blues Traveler thing and just go from bar to bar making dollar cashes and drinking beer.
So, Mr. Stapp, how much money do you have on you right now?
35 cents.
35 cents?
I have 35 cents in my pocket.
That's enough for a phone call 20 years ago.
See, because I saw that your crowdfunding, which is weird that you're crowdfunding a new album.
Like, $20 million. I'm trying to get my $20 million back.
It was like $450,000, I think, to fund your...
$20 million. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, my wife... Yep, I had to bump it up a little bit.
Because you're trying to get
some back. All my money's gone.
Right.
I need to fight ISIS.
Like, don't you... don't you get, like... I would imagine, like you get checks... all the nope. time. I mean, they still play with arms wide open all over the place. Don't you get, like grocery stores and stuff play with arms wide open all day. I mean, don't you get,
the
90s. Like, it doesn't happen anymore?
It was Dirty Pool, the record companies. It was all dirty.
So you don't get anything from that?
Not a dime. All my royalties, everything that I had, it was the $20 million is gone.
Wow. But okay, so you're promoting this new. You're trying to get this new album funded. I mean, is there a possibility that like we could hear like a sample or something? You know, just I imagine that your music is probably taking a radical new direction. So
yes,
I mean,
it's very different than the things that I've done before.
Okay,
I could debut you a little bit, some a rough cut.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hear this. Yeah, just so that like you know people can get an idea.
Premiere.
Of
live on the wheelbarrow
where Scott Stapp's music is headed.
Okay, yeah, it's like I said, it's a big departure from where Creed was and where I've gone solo. So, yeah, I'll do a little bit for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my wife has gone and changed. She put her hand on the Quran. She begins to pray for the downfall of me and the USA. My car's been stolen. She sold it online and won't give me any fucking money. My car's been stolen. And
that's as far as you've gotten.
Full disclosure, that's not the final version.
Oh.
That was good. I enjoyed it though.
It's radically different. Than what we're used to hearing from you.
I told you, it was completely different. I've gone in a completely different direction.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, you know, is it scottstapp.com? Is that where people can go to?
Kickstarter / Scott Stapp, $20 million. Listen, I gotta go. My shoe phone's ringing. I gotta fill up this dog with gas. I'm on the run. Creed forever.
Oh. He's gone.
I'm so sad. Travis missed all this.
On the line any longer.
Yeah, what happened to Travis? You think he left?
Hey,
did you go watch some of the football game? Is it?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the Bears game, but I had to fill up this drink. Did he call in yet?
You missed him
completely.
You missed Scott Stapp.
That's nah.
Yeah, he's already been here.
We're all awestruck right
he
now.
He premiered a new song.
He sang a song.
Yeah, he did.
He's probably still here because the
Travis.
Phone didn't.
Scott Stapp has taken a completely different direction.
Does it sound a lot different than the stuff he did before?
It does. It's crazy.
I'm really
hey,
that I missed
he's
that.
Probably still on the line because the phone didn't hang up.
Is he there?
No, I don't think so.
I don't see him in the...
I mean, unless...
No, I don't see him at all.
I don't know... I don't know what Napier's doing.
He's really trying to help propel the show along.
Wow.
He sounded a little different, though, from what I hear. And on Twitter already. It's already on Twitter.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, people are talking about it.
About the Scott Stapp interview?
Yep.
I imagine that's going to be big for us.
I certainly hope so. It's been a while since we got a good get.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Since the wildlife guys.
Guys, be sure to blow up Twitter and let everybody know. Scott Stapp. I mean, let TMZ know. TMZ, yeah, they'll do that doo-doo-doo thing and play our clips.
Yeah, tell TMZ that Scott Stapp was on WFOD. They're looking for Scott Stapp stuff. Absolutely, right? At mention TMZ on Twitter.
Just heard Scott Stapp live.
Yep, do that quickly, everybody.
Oh, boy. So what did we learn?
Honey Boo Boo's mom is a fine piece of ass that's worth $1 million on camera.
And I would love to watch her sit on a cake.
Blurg.
Napier, what did we learn?
I learned that the image of Honey Boo Boo's mom being naked and getting blasted in the sniz makes me regurgitate into my mouth.
Drunk?
Mm.
We learned that you're going to be on America's Got Talent.
Yep, that's what I learned.
You can't wait to vote.
Big star.
It'll be awesome.
You world champion.
To it?
Absolutely.
World champion, drunkard STL on the Twitter.
On the day of the auditions and whatnot.
January 26th, can you request off or something?
I might be in Austin.
No commitment.
I know, right? What do I got to do? It seems like I care so much more about Drunk's stardom than he does.
Show up at his house really late at night with a boombox and start playing Salty Tones and...
Drunk, I don't think the question anymore is like, how can I make you a big deal? The question is, how can I make you want to be a big deal?
I don't know, man.
I mean, you've been all over the world the last month or so. You're in toilets today. You're in toilets in a different state.
It's fantastic.
Sometimes I like to say that to my...
I don't think he cares.
Sometimes
I just had that Ludacris song go through my head that I got hoes in different area codes, but like I got toilets in different area codes.
Paul?
I was just thinking that, do you think like when Scott Stapp hears himself on the radio, he is going to really fucking lose his mind? Because...
He's going to forget he did it?
Right. He won't even remember. He sounded so... distraught that, you know, he probably won't even remember the interview, which
I can't wait to hear it.
Cause
really.
Him to spiral further out of control.
Well, guys, I learned that that Scott Stapp is kind of bonkers.
And our friend now.
And our friend now.
And I'm super interested in his new album.
Right. I can tell you that if you've been paying attention the last couple of weeks, the thing with the Chris Brake Show and the Lotus Cast, that's still kind of happening.
Oh, the beef is searing hot.
Yeah. Speaking of kookadoodles, you know,
hot beef.
I'll tell you what, I really like both of those, the Chris Brake Show guys. I like them a lot. They're interesting, fun guys. They're really nice. But
so did the clip of the clip of the clip thing happen?
They creep me the fuck. I don't know what they're doing. We need to stay on their good side because they're a couple of kookadoodles that'll do crazy shit to us. We need to every week. We need to like tell everybody, hey, listen to the Chris Brake Show. They're our best friends. Because I'm afraid of what'll happen if we get on their bad side.
I thought they were our best friends.
They are. The Chris Brake Show guys are our best friends. They're on Thursdays. Listen to them, because if you don't, then bad things will happen to you.
And you can't hear our wicked awesome wicked remixes.
Apparently,
wicked.
They sent like this big long explanation of what's going on. It involves like Russian spy gangster hackers and like secret societies of Facebook software developers, and it's intense. It's crazy. It's wild. I've been getting all kinds of messages like that don't make any sense.
That it just sounds like maybe this is Scott Stapp is tied up in the same thing.
Everybody's going down the meth rainbow.
Do you think...
It might be.
Do you think that they're related somehow?
Maybe it's sexually transmitted.
Maybe the same people that are going after the Chris Brake show...
Do you think that we're getting in too deep, Travis?
I think it's a possibility.
We've said too much.
We should probably cancel the show.
When I get in too deep, my wife says, ouch.
So do we have an update on any movies for the Hollywood fantasy?
It's a hell of a segue, Drunk. Yeah. Exodus opened this weekend, made $24 million, had a 52% Metacritic. So right now it has 12 points.
Who took that?
Team Not Safe for Water Coolers has
thank
Exodus.
God we didn't take that.
They took it like in the third round. So, I mean, still has another week to go. We'll see.
No one wants to see that Jesus.
I'm waiting for the World of Warcraft movie to come out.
Is there going
to
be one?
Yeah, it's going to be badass.
You see the Terminator guys preview?
No, I'm not going to watch that goddamn movie. Oh, fuck that movie. Guys. No, you spell Genesis right, sons of bitches.
You fucking... Napier.
It makes no goddamn sense.
Guys, listen to the Chris Brake Show Thursdays at 8/7 Central.
And subscribe on iTunes.
And subscribe to iTunes. Download all of their episodes and be sure to tell them that we told you to listen to them so that we're not attacked.
Also, for the Alliance.
I don't know what to do. Those guys, they're on another level of weird.
Hey, and while you're at it, while you're subscribing and stuff, why don't you ask Matt Chuck of the Lotus Cast to get on his Elf on the Shelf fucking mailing list?
I don't know how I would live without saying that. Also, for the Alliance, wanted to get that out there.
I don't know what that means.
You'd have to be looking in chat.
For the Horde!
No.
I am. I still don't know what that means.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend.
If you were Mike right now, you'd be like, I'm getting irritated. They're not anti-me.
Is that an impression of me?
Yeah, that's
good. Why did, you're a girl, and you just did like an even girlier girl voice.
Oh, I'm Mike. I'm Matt.
See, now you're
spot on. Spot
that
on.
Like, that sounded like Cartman.
It wasn't
I'm
good
Mandy,
at all.
Suck my dick.
Oh, my name's Travis.
guys, we're hey everybody, we're joined right now by our good friends from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Immediately on after us,
we've actually changed our name. Me and Mike were talking about it. It's now Cracker Barrel Full of Dicks because we got a sponsor.
Ooh, I like that.
I like
delicious.
That.
Delicious. Not many places you can get lunch for $6.
I mean, we didn't we did discuss that, so I'm not surprised at this.
Unfortunately, we're sponsored by Arby's. So,
well, the Cracker Barrel, they said, the people in charge said that we get, Mike and I, we have lifetime cards that entitle us to 15% off of any meal. So we changed.
You're saving like hundreds of cents.
Absolutely.
I like Arby's, actually, because it's like, I think this is actually their slogan, like, sandwich that looks like a pussy.
The Big Montana.
Right. Mm.
What was that labia?
Like, bite into our labia.
Dan, I don't want to dick around anymore. I want to get right to it. Me and you had a private conversation earlier. Tell Travis what you told me earlier.
Travis. But he hates me. Everybody knows
Oh,
that.
It's right. So great. You're going to love
Mandy,
this.
Mandy, suck my dick.
Oh, I'm Travis. Well.
Okay, I'm going to mute Mandy. So the other day I had at Mom of Comedy here over to my house for some coffee. It was like my first day back from my job. And we were watching movie trailers, and I thought, well, hey, we picked this movie in our Hollywood Fantasy League on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program. Why not watch the trailer?
On immediately after us.
So, yes, at 9, 8 central. So we watched the trailer for Chappie, and about 20 seconds into it, Mandy goes, oh, no, oh, no, it's going to be sad. And then about 20 seconds after that, she goes, no, 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 right? And then so we watched. I was like, no, it looks like it's going to be a good movie, right? And the trailer ends. And then I look over at Mandy, and Mandy is bawling.
Oh.
Like hysterically.
From the trailer?
Sobbing. From a
they're going to be mean to the movie chat.
I was inconsolable.
That's why I was like, Mandy,
stop crying.
I was like, it's just, I was like trying to, I was like, is there part puppy dad? I was like, we don't know what's going to happen, Mandy.
Oh, it's
it might
be,
it might be a happy. She was like, Jeppy's going to get hurt.
That's going to happen to him. Yeah, like, he already did. He was protecting that lady.
Are you pregnant again, Mandy?
Paul thinks she was on her rag.
Or pregnant. That was the other thought.
No.
Mandy, are you pregnant or on the rag?
No, this is just the way I am.
Both of those options are disgusting.
That movie's just, it's just a gritty Wall-E, right? That movie is Wall-E or Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. Johnny Five. No, disassemble Johnny Five.
In the end, Chappie's going to sacrifice his awesome
She's crying
robot.
Right now.
No, he's going to sacrifice his awesome
Mandy,
robot.
Are you crying right now?
No.
Her eyes are all glassy, guys. She's crying.
Crying. Look at them. They're dry.
She's pulling down her eyelid.
They're dry.
She's pulling it down.
Ow!
I hit her elbow and poked her eye into her eyeball.
Anyway, no, guys, seriously though, Chappie's gonna sacrifice his beautiful robot life.
Spoiler alert!
That he spent the entire movie earning for some asshole blonde bitch or something. Something bad's gonna happen to Chappie. Oh.
No way. What's gonna happen is at the end, you're gonna think that he sacrificed himself. But really, the whole time, somebody's been secretly developing the technology for him to blend into society by turning him into a cyborg, which will go completely against whatever message the movie was trying to get about being different and trying to fit in the world, and it's just going to be assimilate.
All right, here we go. You ready? This is the end of Chappie. Through the whole movie, he has wings, but he can't figure out how to make them work, right? And so there's going to be like a bomb or something that he tries to disassemble. He lets everybody escape while he stays back to, you know, save the day, right? And there's a big explosion. Everybody's sad. They're like, Chappie saved all of us. Chappie sacrificed himself. And then you see fucking Chappie fly out of the mushroom cloud.
Wait.
He finally got his wings to work, guys. He did it.
What? But you're not going to see that until after you see him sitting at a table at a cafe in Paris having coffee with Selena Kyle.
Right. Yeah, and then it's his butler, Chappie's butler.
Who sees him across.
He doesn't say anything. He just nods.
Politely nods. Does Chappie drink coffee?
He does at the end. I mean, once he's learned better, once he grows up, like real people.
This doesn't seem like a movie with a bunch of bear puss.
Dan.
I hope he takes over Hugh Jackman's mulleted body.
Bear B-A-R-E or Bear B-E-A-R?
I'm so excited to know if the thing worked and if, like, we're on now. How do we know?
I think you are.
How do we know? Because it's 8 o'clock, right?
It's 7 o'clock right now.
There's been a lot of questions as to whether or not it would work. Like, are we on now?
We're like the test case, right?
Yeah.
This is the first time.
Can anyone hear if it sounds like we're on now and the Furnacast is on Skype? Can anyone confirm this?
Does it sound more like Dix or less like Dix?
No, I have a way to figure this out. Sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, fuck.
Hear us, dipshit. Oh. It's just a matter of which stream we're on.
You dumb idiot.
Mounting Point, by the way, my second favorite Keanu Reeves.
Suck my dick.
I'm Mandy Weaver.
Mandy, was there any other movie trailers that made you cry? Did you watch the one for Annie? Black Annie?
Oh, no. Come on.
That looks fucking dumb. I saw that for the first time tonight. It was on TV before the football game. But, and it's fucking Cameron Diaz is in that shit.
Is Carol Burnett, I'll tell you that much.
Is Black Annie any stupider than White Annie, though?
Like, yes.
Annie's been awful.
Well, there was Black Karate Kid, too. I never saw that. Should I see Black Karate Kid?
No. I never watched it either. I'm just going to say no.
I've never seen Black Honeymooners.
Was it good? What? What was White Honeymooners? Where
the guy was beaten?
Yeah, it was all about domestic violence. Like, fucking, he was always telling his wife he was going to punch her to the moon. That is perfect TV.
But he never did. And that was what was the sweet.
And that was respectable.
Center.
That was respectable back in the 50s. They're like, why hasn't he hit his wife yet? I can't believe he's actually, this is a great man. He hasn't beaten his wife.
Actually, what's he waiting for?
This guy's a fucking hero.
At some point, wouldn't you just say, yeah, right. How long have you been threatening that? You're not gonna do shit, you little
wonder,
bitch,
Ralph.
She like brings over one of his buddies and like starts sucking his dick as he's like telling her that he's gonna punch her to the moon.
Bring it, like, Ralph, yeah, you fucking pussy.
Actually, you know what? The sequel's coming out soon, and it was set in an
coming out. Cumming.
No, it was set in an elevator, and then at the end, she's like just flat out beside the elevator, and then he drags her body. No, Ray Rice jokes. No, nobody.
Did that Mandy get bounced out of the post office or wherever?
Mandy.
Yes, Mike.
All these people keep asking me to ask you things.
Yes.
Napier wants to know if you cried during War Horse.
Oh, I avoided that shit like the plague. I knew I couldn't deal with that. No, no, I'm not doing it. See, that's the thing. Here's something you need to understand about me. I watch two kinds of movies. I watch action movies. I watch funny movies. And if there's anything, by God, anything that looks like it's going to make me cry, I will not watch it. Except for the trailer for Chappie, which was snuck in. It snuck in on me.
I said, let's watch the trailer for Chappie. And then you said, yes, let's.
I thought
let's.
It was going to be
That's
funny.
Not very sneaky.
I said, oh, look, Chappie.
I'd say he was pretty straightforward with you.
It was billed to me as a fun robot movie.
No, it wasn't.
It was not fun.
I said, it's by the
it
way.
It wasn't fun.
What about District 9 or Elysia made you think fun, lighthearted movie?
God, I love District 9. And it was fun and lighthearted.
It wasn't lighthearted at all.
It was good.
The last scene was the guy tragically leaving a little flower on his wife's doorstep because he was a fucking alien now.
It was a good ending.
Can I tell you something about flowers? Like, I finally bought Guardians on Blu-ray, and I showed it to my children and my wife for the first time.
Right.
And I'll tell you that end scene when Groot sacrifices himself, his precious flower, that poor fucker, I cried.
Mandy has said spoiler alert.
Mandy could not have ripped her headset off faster than
I didn't make it in time. He spoiled it for me.
By the way, Groot does die, though. I mean,
it's been fucking weeks that thing's been on Blu-ray. Get it?
Yeah, guys.
Spoilers can only last so long.
Fucker, I've still got my headphones off.
Yeah, they're still off. And she's just yelling.
Ridiculous. Oh, what am I supposed to wait till it's on HBO? You fucking idiots.
HBO, you have to wait for like the
Guess
NBC.
Guess what, Travis? My headphones are by my butt. And
I bought those headphones.
You are a butt.
Get them away from your butt. That was one too many butts in that sentence. So, Mike, what can we look forward to? A full of Dick's internet radio program tonight.
Dan, we have a huge guest just confirmed for tonight's show.
Is your guest my dick?
Suck my dick.
I'm hanging up on Dan.
It's Paul,
I'm hanging
right?
up. I'm hanging up on Dan. That was a terrible joke.
No, that was a good joke.
I said a huge guest, and he said, "Is it my dick? What is this? Are you serious?"
That's what we're doing. My dick is big jokes.
That's going to be the funniest line of our whole episode.
It's not even going to be in the episode.